Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com here on Brian and Company and WTSE. First of all, I'm an early riser because I have to. Like, what is your average time of your first tweet of the day?
Oh, I don't know. I tweet my stories out. So my stories, every morning we post a story at 5 a.m.
Okay, so you're up already posting. So you're not just like rolling over to the night table and
tweeting.
Well, no.
I mean, it is scheduled, but no, I am usually up at 4:30 for my run.
Wow.
So I'm a crazy person. Yeah.
How are you you bang out your exercise early?
Yes, bang out my exercise early because the day starts going, the news cycle is very unpredictable.
Yeah, and it's easy to make excuses once the day gets going too. For me, obviously I'm not going to get up at 2 and do it. That's not happening. A bunch of stuff to talk about, believe it or not. It's weird. You'd think it'd be like super slow season, but you know, the governor comes out yesterday, says the silver tsunami was, you know, overstated. That, yeah, 4,000 or so people in this fiscal year retired, but they boosted hiring and there are 31,000 people. And according to CTNewsJunkie.com, you were told that that's the highest number in some 6 years. So, but you say maybe, you know, it's not such a rosy picture necessarily.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think that we still have a number of people that we need to hire specifically, you know, in corrections, in mental health and addiction services, in, Department of Social Services. There are still large voids in state government where the salaries are not competitive enough with the private sector. And also, I think that fewer people decided to take retirement because of inflation, right? I mean, so they see inflation, they see a possible recession coming, and they're like, I have this job.
Yeah.
Why, you know, I know that it is probably a little bit beneficial for me to retire now, but I can't predict the cost of food, the cost of gas, the cost of living that I'm going to have in a way that makes me feel comfortable enough to retire.
Yeah, and listen, the worst place to be in this kind of environment is on a fixed income. I mean, when your costs are going up double digits in food and energy, I mean, and you're on a fixed income, that's going to squeeze you. So, I mean, that actually
right.
makes...
Right, so, I mean, they might be bragging that, you know, this is, you know, there were fewer retirements, you know, we were able to hire more people, but it's not necessarily, that's not all necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com joining us here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. Now, there's a new one of the pieces you put out, there's a new candidate for Secretary of the State. Who is it?
There is. So, she's a candidate, but she's not on the ballot yet. Her name is Cynthia Jennings. She's an attorney in Hartford. She's a former Hartford city councilwoman. And so she wants to collect 7,500 signatures in order to get on the Griebel Frank for CT party line. So if you'll remember in 2018, Oz Griebel, who's since passed away, and yeah. Monty Frank ran as this, you know, nonpartisan Serve America movement group. And so they actually have secured enough votes to automatically run a candidate for governor, but they haven't done that. They're going to attempt to run a Secretary of State candidate. And, you know, I would argue that the Secretary of State's office is really not a partisan office.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
Right. It shouldn't be. And the thought there is that, you know, that this is a third party that is not Democrat, is not Republican, is just simply going to serve the people of Connecticut. And you know what? The largest voting bloc in Connecticut is the unaffiliated voter.
Yeah, this is really true, the independent. And you know, in terms of, you know, the Denise Merrill, you know, I was not here for a bulk of her time. I mean, you know, she was a longtime state rep, and obviously it's a hard personal situation. You know, just speak to people who don't know her that well or didn't follow it. I mean, what is sort of her legacy in state government?
Yeah, I mean, she was, gosh, when I came in to start covering the legislature, I mean, she was, you know, initially a state rep from Mansfield, and she moved up to chair of the Appropriations Committee, and then she was majority leader in the House. So she was, I think it was like 16 or 17 years in the House of Representatives before getting elected to Secretary of State. So really somebody who just believes in democracy and in the process and making sure that people have access to the right to vote.
You know, you talk about it being, you know, not sort of a nonpartisan position. You know, it's interesting. It just seems that the position of Secretary of the State is something, I don't know, when I first started covering, you know, hard news, I didn't pay much attention to it. But it seems like it's, because it seems like, I don't know, just keep the trains running on time type job. But now, in this current environment, with so much election integrity being called into question, it's a really important job.
It is a really important job, and I think the hard part for people to understand is that it's really a decentralized job. Like, there isn't a lot of power that resides with the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State's job is basically, I guess I hate to say this or use this metaphor, but it's herding cats. It's herding the registrars and the town clerks who are, you know, in charge on the ground of this process, giving them the resources that they need in order to make this happen. And the next Secretary of State is going to be tasked with finding a new voting system for the state of Connecticut. So it's a huge job at this point. That's
Yeah,
going to
and
be
that's
a huge
obviously,
contract.
it's going to be a lot of money, yeah, and something that you sort of committed to, and it's kind of crazy with all the machines. It's like every side
Well,
of
I
it's
mean, our
almost.
machines are like 20 years old, and the scan, you know, the thing that we put the paper through the scanner, those scanners are obsolete. There's nobody who makes parts for those anymore. So when those break down, they break down.
There's part of me that thinks we should just go back to paper and hand counting or something, because it just, with the way data can get hacked, and then, but then, you know, no one trusts ballot count. I mean, I'm just, this is an aside. I have another serious question, but I'm just sad about the whole questioning of the system. Like, I really want to have faith in our voting, and it's, I mean, it's not like we have a lot of history of any problems here in Connecticut, but the whole national story is just really, really disconcerting to me that we can't trust it, and we're supposed to be like the most democratic nation on the planet. But that's just my little rant here. Christine Stewart, ctnewsjunkie.com, joining us here on Brian and Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. She gets up at 4:30 and runs, so you know she's got that going for her. Listen, the laws, we got a bunch of laws coming into effect tomorrow. What are one, two, or three that you think are most important for people to know about?
Well, I mean, the law that protects, abortion providers in our state. Oh gosh, there are a bunch of them. I can't think of all of
Oh,
them
I
off
put
the
you on the
top of my
spot.
head.
Sorry.
You did? No, you did. So there were a bunch of laws that were passed this year, and I think that, making people aware of these things. Now, this law that protects our abortion providers doesn't necessarily protect women who travel from other states in order to get
Right.
an abortion here.
Some states are
So
going to try to prosecute them, correct?
that is correct, and there's really nothing that the state of Connecticut can do necessarily to protect them from that. And what's really interesting is, how businesses have been responding to this. Will businesses cover the travel expenses for women who have to travel to other states to have these procedures? And will it then become a liability for those businesses in
Yeah.
that state
A lot of
if they
businesses, a lot
offer
of
those
big
benefits?
companies, a lot of big publicly traded companies have come out and said they will take care of it if there's any situation. I mean, there's a lot of companies that were ready for that sort of that kind of press announcement. We're out of time, Christine. It's great to catch up with you. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Christine Stewart, ctnewsjunkie.com. You can follow her on Twitter at ctnewsjunkie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.